Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Monday, October 15, 2018 is P.G. Wodehouse. Sir Pelham Grenville Wodehouse, October 15, 1881, February 14, 1975, was an English author and one of the most widely read humorists of the 20th century. Born in Guildford, the son of a British magistrate based in Hong Kong, Wodehouse spent happy teenage years at Dulwich College, to which he remained devoted all his life. After leaving school, he was employed by a bank but disliked the work and turned to writing in his spare time. His early novels were mostly school stories, but he later switched to comic fiction, creating several regular characters who became familiar to the public over the years. They include the jolly gentleman of leisure Bertie Wooster and his sagacious valet Jeeves, the immaculate and loquacious Smith, Lord Emsworth and the Blandings Castle set, the oldest member, with stories about golf, and Mr. Mulliner, with tall tales on subjects ranging from bibulous bishops to megalomaniac movie moguls. Most of Wodehouse's fiction is set in England, although he spent much of his life in the U.S. and used New York and Hollywood as settings for some of his novels and short stories. He wrote a series of Broadway musical comedies during and after the First World War, together with Guy Bolton and Jerome Kern, that played an important part in the development of the American musical. He began the 1930s writing for MGM in Hollywood. In a 1931 interview, his naive revelations of incompetence and extravagance in the studios caused a furor. In the same decade, his literary career reached a new peak. In 1934, Wodehouse moved to France for tax reasons. In 1940, he was taken prisoner at Le Touquet by the invading Germans and interned for nearly a year. After his release, he made 6 broadcasts from German radio in Berlin to the U.S., which had not yet entered the war. The talks were comic and apolitical, but his broadcasting over enemy radio prompted anger and strident controversy in Britain, and a threat of prosecution. Wodehouse never returned to England. From 1947 until his death, he lived in the U.S., taking dual British-American citizenship in 1955. He was a prolific writer throughout his life, publishing more than 90 books, 40 plays, 200 short stories and other writings between 1902 and 1974. He died in 1975, at the age of 93, in Southampton, New York. Wodehouse worked extensively on his books, sometimes having 2 or more in preparation simultaneously. He would take up to 2 years to build a plot and write a scenario of about 30,000 words. After the scenario was complete, he would write the story. Early in his career, he would produce a novel in about 3 months, but he slowed in old age to around 6 months. He used a mixture of Edwardian slang, quotations from and allusions to numerous poets, and several literary techniques to produce a prose style that has been compared with comic poetry and musical comedy. Some critics of Wodehouse have considered his work flippant, but among his fans are former British prime ministers and many of his fellow writers. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 1:05 UTC on Monday, October 15, 2018. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for P.G. Wodehouse. This podcast is produced by Abulsmate Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Sharealike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTD Pod on Twitter. Abulsmate Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Matthew. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.